With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Several GOP senators rally to support the president following that tense Oval Office meeting with the Ukrainian president. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Volodymyr Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senior Hamas official says no progress has been made in the latest round of talks on the second phase of the ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group. Unclear whether talks will resume. Also at srnnews.com, inflation dropping a little in January. Here's Greg Clugston.
The latest numbers from the Commerce Department show a slight decrease in inflation last month as consumers cut back on spending by the most in 4 years. Economists are watching closely for any impact from ongoing tariff threats and potentially sweeping government job cuts. The president claims tariffs will make America rich, even though analysts expect consumers and companies will likely bear the brunt of higher import duties. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Skype will soon be a thing of the past. Microsoft closing down the video calling service it bought for $8.5 billion in 2011, and which had helped spark a transformation in how people communicate online. Tech giant will retire Skype in May and shift some of its services to Microsoft Teams, its flagship video conferencing platform. This is SRN News. Africa looking forward to a visit from Franklin Graham.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk getting involved in a race that will determine the political future and direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on television spots in Wisconsin Supreme Court race supporting Republican Brad Schimmel. This is SRN News. A hurricane-battered section of I-40 in North Carolina is reopening this weekend.
Months after Hurricane Helene's historic flooding last fall led to the roadway's closure, a 20-mile section on the North Carolina side of the border will enable a partial restoration of travel with eastern Tennessee. It's not a complete reopening, as large portions will only have one narrowed lane in each direction and a reduced speed limit, which will create delays initially. Repairs to resume full four-lane flow aren't expected to be completed until well into next year. George Williams reporting.
Authorities in New Mexico say preliminary autopsy results did not determine how Gene Hackman and his wife died, but it did rule out carbon monoxide. Officials say Hackman's pacemaker last showed activity on February 17th, meaning he may have died more than a week before his body was found. More details at srnnews.com.